Barhead. It was a win for the community and the RCMP, and it would not have happened without the coordinated efforts of several people. That is how Barhead RCMP Detachment Commander Sergeant Bob Dodds characterized the early morning February 22 arrest of three individuals believed to be linked to a series of break and enters at oil and gas sites to steal copper wire. According to an RCMP media release, police received a report at about 2:50 a.m. of a break and enter that was in progress at a pipeline yard site at the county of Barhead's far southeast border with Parkland County. Barhead RCMP members responded with the assistance of Parkland County RCMP. The media release indicated that police entered the yard site after laying down a spike belt near the entrance. Initially, one suspect was arrested without incident when attempting to leave the yard. A short time later, police observed a second suspect vehicle leaving the yard, failing to stop even after driving over the spike belt. The release notes that RCMP continued to follow the partially disabled vehicle until it came to a stop near Alberta Beach, where police arrested two suspects. The three individuals remain in custody and are awaiting charges. Dodd said police believe the suspects are responsible for a series of four break and enters at three pipeline yards and a gas plant yard from February 4 to February 11, adding that they believe the purpose of the break-ins was copper theft. You look at the type of damage these characters caused, he said. Between the five B&Es, I am sure we are talking $1 million easily to get a few thousand dollars worth of copper wire. Dodds noted that recently, the break-ins at oil and gas industry sites in the detachment area have been relatively quiet. Then all of a sudden, we saw one after another, and it had all the hallmarks of being an organized crew from outside the community. And that's what it looks like it turned out to be, he said, adding the three suspects are all from the Edmonton, Spruce Grove area. Dodds also gives kudos to the company that was involved in the February 22 break-in, saying they went to a lot of effort to beef up their security measures, most notably the installation of monitored security cameras. The effort the company took cannot be overstated. They installed the cameras, monitored them and called us immediately when they noticed something. That is the only reason why we caught these guys, he said, noting the site was on the extreme fringes of the detachment coverage area. He also credited the Parkland County RCMP for providing assistance. It was seamless and very professional, and well done. It was a good effort by everyone involved, the company and the RCMP, and we came out with a win. Dodds noted the investigation is still ongoing, adding the RCMP have brought in an analyst to see if the trio are involved in incidents outside the detachment area. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.